Ikinagagalak namin sa New Life na makasama ka ngayon sa aming Tagalog Podcast. Aming layunin na malaman mo ang wagas na pagmamahal ng Diyos at ang pagpapalang inilaan niya para sa iyo. Halina't pakinggan ang magandang balita ng Diyos.
Alam niyo po, napaka-powerful ng message ni Pastor Mylene this morning. And so I encourage you, kung hindi nyo pa po napapanood yung kanyang message or napapakinggan, meron po tayong sa YouTube. And I want to say this, pastors, with all of my heart. Naririnig ko na pong pinipreach nyo yung message ng identity ever since 2008, dun po sa New Life the Fort. And I've seen countless lives being transformed because of that message. And I am one of those. Ito po mga kapatid, naniniwala po ako, I believe in revival. Kung kilala niyo po ako, you can cut my heart open and it will bleed revival. But I also believe in discipleship. Pastor Jusel and I, nasa ibang lugar po kami, nag-uusap kami, how can we translate revival into discipleship? Kasi po itong paniniwala namin. Yes, we believe in an atmosphere of revival, pero po yung atmosphere of revival hindi magtatagal kung walang relational culture. You see, the gospel is not about behavior modification. The gospel is about life transformation. At ang sukatan po ng spiritual maturity is not intensity. Spiritual growth is not measured by intensity, it is measured by consistency. Kaya kailangan natin ng discipleship. Bakit? Kasi pag may discipleship, merong accountability. Alam niyo po, nasa umattend kami ng conference sa Norway, meron pong isang speaker doon. He's a pastor from India. And one time, umattend po sila, na-invite sila para mag-minister sa Kathmandu. And marami pong mga revivalists na nandun sina Heidi Baker. So many great names. And they witnessed the people, the young people, they were crying. You know, nandun po sila sa floor, iyak sila ng iyak. And there's repentance. And they returned a few months after that, pero nakakalungkot po, the same people who were there, they were crying, they were getting touched, but the same people are still bound by pornography, by addiction. And I will never forget what he said, and sabi niya, the reason is this, it's because there's no discipleship. Walang accountability. Kasi dinisenyo po tayo ng Panginoon para mabuhay ng masagana. We were designed by God to rule and reign in life. And yet marami pong mga mananampalataya, maraming believers ang patuloy na namumuhay ng talunan because they think that being mature is all about intensity. Isipin nyo, pumunta ako kay Pastor. Pastor, binasa ko na yung Bible from cover to cover in just 3 days. Pwede ba i-ordain mo na akong pastor? Pwede ba? It's not about intensity. It's about consistency. Which is the goal of every believer is this. Listen to me very carefully. The goal of the believer is not just to go to heaven. Please hear my heart. The goal of the believer is to be like Jesus. We want to be transformed into the same image. Ito pong nakakalungkot. Maraming believers, they want to be justified and then they want to be glorified, but they want to skip the process called sanctification. Yung pong proseso ng sanctification, this is the place where God molds us into the same image of the Son. Lagi kong ginagamit itong illustration na to every time I counsel or disciple young men. Ang Holy Spirit po, He's like a painter. You and I, we are this blank canvas. At ang modelo ay si Jesus. And if we allow the painter, the Holy Spirit, ang gagawin po ng Holy Spirit, is that He would paint us into the same image of the model. Think about this. Kung ang goal natin bilang mga mananampalataya is just to go to heaven, then God would have been created us in heaven. Pero nandito tayo eh. There must have been a reason. Hello? At ang reason po ay maging kawangis ng kanyang anak. I want to read to you this verse. Romans 8:29. This is very powerful. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. That's the goal. That He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Everybody say firstborn. Some believers, ang goal po nila is just to go to heaven. Listen to this, church. Salvation is the entry point to the kingdom. But once in the kingdom, there are so many options. And maraming mga mananampalataya, and they're satisfied just by going to church and sitting there and waiting for the rapture. And they missed out on the things that God has prepared for them. Sayang, sabi mo sayang. Hindi naman yun ang plano ng Diyos sa atin eh. Sayang talaga, sabi ni Tito Gam. Ang immediate goal, syempre number one yan, salvation. But that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to be like Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. But we all, everybody say all. Ibig sabihin, walang exempted. Tapikin mo yung katabi mong inaantok, hindi ka exempted. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Hallelujah. The ultimate goal is to be like Jesus. And listen to this, once we discover who we really are, we will never want to be somebody else. Nilikha po tayo ng Panginoon, we are created in a unique way. Hallelujah. Christianity is not just sitting on a chair during Sundays. At mag-aantay po tayo ng rapture, no. Being in the church, especially in this heat of the day, is a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jobert. But the harvest is ripe. And so Christianity is about walking in dominion here on earth. And ito po tayo, this is our identity. So ang focus natin is not from earth towards heaven. Ang focus natin from heaven towards earth. Ano ba yung prayer ni Jesus? Ano sabi ni Jesus? This is how you pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Asan ang focus? From heaven towards earth. God wants us to walk in dominion, power, and authority. Hindi po para mamuhay tayo ng talunan dito sa mundong ito. Tinatakpak-tapakan tayo ng kaaway. Pag dumating yung problema, we are being tossed to the left and to the right. No. God wants us to rule and reign in this life. We have to submit ourselves to the process. Sabihin mo nga, process. Ito po ay sa kaharian ng Diyos. The longer you wait, the the longer time you can prepare. And the greater time you can prepare, the greater the blessing. Ang nakakalungkot, maraming Kristiyano, they don't know what to do when they are in the waiting. Instead of preparing, marami po na-offend. You see, appointing is when opportunity meets preparation. What are you doing while you are waiting? Discipleship, revival. And what do you call discipleship without the Holy Spirit? Because we can't have revival in outside a relational culture, but at the same time, we cannot have discipleship without the Spirit of God. Kasi if you have discipleship without the Spirit of God, anong meron tayo? Social group. We both need the same. So when you come into the maturity of being like Jesus, kailangan po natin ng revival and kailangan natin ng discipleship. And if there's no consistency, we will all be conference-oriented. Umaasa na lang tayo palagi sa mga revival conference. And sometimes, ang nagiging focus pa rin po natin, minsan we are too focused on winning. Nothing wrong with winning in life. Alam nyo po, winning is a great outcome, but it's not the goal. The goal is, who are we becoming? Identity. God wants us to walk in dominion, in power, and authority. Babalikan po natin yung Genesis 1 verse 28. Makikita po natin dito yung original na purpose ng Panginoon sa atin. Alright? Genesis 1 verse 28, it says here, "Then God blessed them and God said to them, 'Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue.'" Ito po yung unang commission ng Panginoon sa tao, sa mankind. Alright? Pero pong nakakalungkot, mankind fell. And so, ang sabi ni Paul, "You are slaves of whom you obey." And so, since inobey nila yung kaaway, naging slaves sila ng kaaway. And so, the dominion na pinagkaloob ng Panginoon sa kanila, back in the garden, they have forfeited it. Na kanino na yung dominion, na kanino yung authority nandun sa kaaway. Fast forward, dumating si Jesus. He died on the cross. And then he resurrected. And then before he ascended, minit po niya yung mga disciples. Anong sabi ni Jesus sa disciples? "All authority has been given to me. Now go, therefore." I'm gonna put this in my own terms. Ang sinasabi po ni Jesus is this. Yung authority na na-forfeit nyo, I got it back. Now let's go back to plan A. Ano yung plan A? Be fruitful, multiply, subdue. In other words, our original design is to rule and reign in this life. Hallelujah. Let me read to you this verse in Romans 5:17. Babasahin ko po ito sa Tagalog and then we will read it in the Amplified Classic. Alright? Pwede ba nating i-flash dyan yung sa Tagalog? It says here, "Sa pamamagitan ng pagsuway ng isang tao, naghari ang kamatayan. Ngunit sa pamamagitan ng isang tao, si Jesucristo, ang taong pinagpala ng sagana at itinuri na matuwid ng Diyos, ay maghahari sa buhay." Now let me read this in the Amplified Classic. "For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more," everybody say, "much more, surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into the right standing with Himself, will reign as kings. Are you with me, church? Sabi po sa Revelation that we are priests and we are kings. Yung po mga priests, they minister to the Lord. The kings, they minister to people. Marami po sa atin, we know how to be priests, but sometimes we forget how to be kings. You see, God knows who you are. The enemy knows who you are. The creation is waiting for your revealing. And sometimes the only person who do not know who you are is yourself. Kaya nga po minsan ang sinasabi ng creation, kailan ba nila magigets? We are in so much bondage. Kailan ba nila magigets? We need them. Church, the creation needs you. And it starts with knowing who you are. Let's just say, for example, you're down to your last centavo. Nagre-rent ka ng isang apartment. Kinukulit ka na ng landlord mo kasi 3 months ka nang delayed sa payment. Walang ka pa ng trabaho. Walang-wala ka na. But all of a sudden, someone knocked on the door. Binuksan mo yung pinto. He presented himself to you as a lawyer. Sabi sa iyo ng lawyer na ito, Gio, this is your day because someone left $1 million to you. Dollars. How many of you guys here know if I am Gio, that will change everything? Bakit? Kasi I will walk out that door knowing not just who I am a millionaire. But I also walk out that door knowing what I have. And so in a very real sense, identity is not just knowing who we are, it's also knowing what we possess. Because if you don't know what you possess, you will not be able to use it. Hindi mo magagamit. Think about it. You and I, we have been given something to build God's kingdom here on earth. We are not just created, hindi lang tayo nilikha ng Panginoon para pumunta sa langit. Huwag tayong magmadali. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, huwag kang magmadali. Darating yung time na yon, guys. But we have a purpose. We were designed for something else. As a matter of fact, we were designed for so much more. God's desire for us is to live a full life. To reign in life, maghari po dito sa buhay. And in order for us to accomplish that, we must first understand the 2 components of our salvation. 2 things, 2 bagay po. And I believe this is the key to understand our purpose, what God has created us for, who has God made us to be, what is our purpose here in this life. Now, the very first thing is this, the death of Jesus at the cross, yung pagkamatay ni Jesus dun sa cross. And the second thing is His resurrection. Sino ritong masaya dahil si Jesus hindi na natiling patay? Diba? So it's not just the death, but it's also the resurrection. 2 components na napaka-importante po para sa ating mga mananampalataya. Let me illustrate. Let's say, for example, I owe Tito Gam. May utang ako kay Tito Gam, 10 million. Dollars? Now, in the natural, imposible. Imposible bayaran. Di ba? And so, yung pagkamatay ni Jesus, ang sabi sa Bible, that because of the death of Jesus at the cross, my debt is canceled. And so let's just say, dahil merciful si Tito Gam, sabi niya, Kiko, dahil mahal kita, quits na yung utang mo. Wala ka ng utang. Yung 10 million na yun, kalimutan mo na yun. That has brought me out of the red. But how many of you here believe na I still have nothing? Right? Yes, wala akong utang, but I have nothing to start with. But dahil si Tito Gam, hindi lang siya merciful, he is also gracious. Sabi ni Tito Gam, Kiko, dahil love kita, bukod sa quits na yung utang mo, here's another 10 million pesos. Magsimula ka ulit. At hindi lang yon, Kiko. Every month, bibigyan kita ng allowance. 1 million every month. Kasi unlimited yung resources eh. Hallelujah! Now, that's the resurrection. Yung resurrection po ni Jesus has provided for us an inheritance. Say this with me, inheritance. And some believers, they're still at the feet of the cross crying and trying to identify themselves with the Jesus who was instead of identifying themselves to the Jesus who is. Ano pong sabi sa Bible? As He is, so are you. Nasaan ba si Jesus ngayon? Where is Jesus right now? He is seated at the right hand of the Father, far above. Now as believers, ito po yung position natin. I'm not undermining what happened at the cross. But oftentimes, nakakalimutan po natin, it's not just about the death. It's also about the resurrection. Two components. Kaya nga in-encourage tayo ni Paul dun po sa, basahin ko po itong verse. Philippians 3 verse 20. Ang sabi dito, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Nasaan daw po yung citizenship natin? Nasa heaven. And so here on earth, kaya nga sabi ni Paul, you are Christ's ambassadors. Bakit? Kasi ang citizenship natin wala dito sa lupa. Ang citizenship natin nasa langit. Nandito tayo sa earth because we have a purpose. And let me tell you this one powerful truth about being an ambassador. Alam niyo po yung isang ambassador? An ambassador is living in a country while representing another country. Tama? Dito sa Pilipinas, meron tayong U.S. ambassador. Yung U.S. ambassador natin, hindi yan Pilipino. Yung U.S. ambassador natin, Amerikano. Sa Israel, meron tayong Philippine Embassy. Yung embahada po ng Pilipinas sa Israel, yung pong namumuno doon ay hindi Israeli, hindi Jew. Yung namumuno po doon ay taga New Life. Na Filipino. But here's the best thing. Yung pong resources ng isang ambassador ay hindi nakabase sa resources po nung bansang kanyang tinitirahan. Yung resources niya ay nakabase doon sa bansang kanyang nire-represent. What's the catch? What's my point? Since we are ambassadors of the kingdom and we are representing God's kingdom, yung resources po natin ay hindi nakabase sa resources ng mundong ito. Our resources are based in unlimited kingdom. We have an unlimited resources. Kasi nire-represent natin yung kaharian ng Panginoon. And yet some of us, we forget that we are citizens of God's kingdom. Are you with me? Ephesians 3 verse 20, one of my favorite verses. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, everybody say all, that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Bigyan ko po kayo ng context, ha. Yung po binasa natin verse kanina, yung Philippians 3 verse 20, yung citizenship natin na sa heaven, nung pong binibigkas ni Paul itong mga salitang ito, he was speaking in a place called Philippi, in a Roman city, in the country of Macedonia. So yung Philippi, it is a Roman city na nasa Macedonia. Which means that the people there were enjoying a Roman culture and protection while still living in Macedonia. So yung Philippi is a place in Macedonia, pero po yung Philippi is being ruled and governed by a Roman culture. So yung po mga taga-Philippi, na-enjoy nila yung blessing, yung protection ng isang Roman culture. Why? Because they are being represented by a different culture or nationality. Sa Dubai, we're praying for Dubai, by the way. You know, they were, tinamaan po sila ng matinding pagbaha. But Dubai is in United Arab of Emirates. It's a Muslim nation. Pero ang Dubai po open city. Right? Dubai is in United Arab of Emirates, pero isa po siyang open city. Kaya nga may church tayo doon, eh. Ganun din po yung sa Philippi. Philippi is a Roman city in a Jewish nation. So, naiintindihan ni Paul. Paul understood what is it to be an ambassador, a person who is representing another country. As ambassadors, we live in a world while representing another one. Tingnan mo ngayon katabi mo. Mukha bang ambassador? Listen, guys. Once we understood the finished work, kasi ang problema, most of the times, we stop at the death of Jesus and we forget about the resurrection. What it brought us bilang mga believers. And once we understood, I believe we will be able to function the way God wants us to function. Babalik po tayo dun sa plan A ng Panginoon. And what is that? To rule and reign in this life. See, the creation, they're eagerly waiting. We have to get it. Kailangan maunawaan natin. At ang prayer ko po for us today, so we be able to understand the meaning of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Because there's so much more. Hindi po natin ma-extend yung boundaries ng kaharian ng Panginoon if we don't realize the magnitude of what He has entrusted to us. Napakarami pong mga healings and miracles tayong naririnig lately. Mga testimonies po na nangyayari. And that happens when the people, the believers, ito kagaya po natin, when we start to realize who God made us to be and what He has entrusted to us. Kasi hindi lang po siya about sa pastor or sa leader or sa the fivefold ministry gifts. It's not about all of those things. It's about who you are. Because the same inheritance that they have is the same inheritance that you and I have. And that is the Holy Spirit. Basahin ko po itong verse, Ephesians 1, verse 13 to 14. Sabi po rito, in Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In Him also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Listen, guys, we were purchased by the blood of Jesus and we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. Alam niyo po yung isang produkto, meron niyang seal of approval. Yung seal of approval ang nagagaranti na yung produkto ay legit. Ang sabi sa Ephesians 1 verse 13 that the Holy Spirit is our seal. Ibig sabihin, ang Holy Spirit po ang garanti natin na yung salvation na na-receive natin is legit. Hallelujah! And so in a very real sense, think about this church. Jesus died for all men, but not all will go to heaven. Tama? I think the difference between, and this is just me, huh? I believe the difference between the believers and the unbelievers is the Holy Spirit. Because a believer has the seal of promise. The down payment. Yung pong sabi sa Ephesians, the Holy Spirit is the down payment. He is the seal. And the same Holy Spirit that lived in Jesus, the same Holy Spirit that lived in all those apostles, the same Holy Spirit that Pastor Giselle, Pastor Mylene, Tita Baby, is the same Holy Spirit that you and I have. He is our reward. Amen? Can we give Jesus the best praise? Hallelujah. What separates the believer from everybody else is the Spirit of God. He is our seal of approval. And so ngayon po mga kapatid, I believe we have the capacity. Kaya po dun sa John 14, sabi ni Jesus, greater things than this you will do. And the reason why we can do all those things, yung mga bagay na pinipare sa atin ng Panginoon, even greater things, is because of our salvation, because of what Jesus did at that cross. He died and He rose again. Hallelujah. I want to give an opportunity to some people here. Maybe you're here and hindi ka sigurado dun sa buhay na you're living right now. I believe hindi po aksidente na nandirito kayo ngayon. I believe may planong Diyos sa buhay nyo. Or maybe this is the first time na nakarinig po kayo ng ganitong klaseng mensahe and you're telling me, Brother Kiko, I want that kind of life. Gusto ko yung buhay na pinlano ng Panginoon para sa akin. Pagod na ako, sawang-sawa na ako dito sa buhay na patuloy na namumuhay ng talunan. I want to live, I want to reign in life. This is your day. Or maybe you're telling me, tinanggap ko ang Panginoon dati, hindi ko alam kung ligtas pa ba ako o ano. Let me tell you this, church. Today we will pray, and I believe the Lord will work in your life. And so, if you're here and you're telling me, Kiko, that's me, I want you to quickly raise your hand with every eye closed, with every head bowed. Quickly raise your hand, we're going to pray. I see a hand, thank you for that hand. I see a hand,
Thank you for that hand.
Mabilis lang po ito. Sumunod lang kayo sa panalangin. Nung sabi po sa Bible, you confess in your mouth and you believe with your heart. Panginoong Jesus, salamat sa buhay na ipinagkaloob mo. Salamat sa iyong pagkamatay sa krus at sa iyong pagkabuhay na muli. Salamat sa kapatawaran ng aking mga kasalanan at salamat sa kapangyarihan sa pamamagitan ng banal na Espiritu. Patawarin mo po ako at maghari ka sa aking buhay mula ngayon at magpakailan pa man. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon.